only. Lily Allen and Smile. Good afternoon, Ireland. This is Today FM Summer. It's a 2:15. There's our summer JP over there.
Hi, there's summer.
And our summer Orla Ormond in the house.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Summer Ray Foley. I'm Ray Summer Foley. It's day 70, soft launch day 70 of the broadcast. Any, JP?
No, nothing to report, Ray.
No. I kind of thought, like, they put us on the breakfast show
It's funny, you're in that time of day, so you're actually seeing new faces, new people in the office, so you think one of them is going to approach you.
I definitely got the impression that some of, like, the bigger bosses heard me on the radio for the first time since I started here in February. I really thought, like, done the breakfast show, getting a bit of a good buzz, but a little bit of momentum behind the show.
Yeah.
Any sign that they might commit to this at all?
No feedback.
Jeez. Jeez Louise.
You know the phrase, it's almost too quiet?
Deathly quiet.
Yeah.
There's a deathly silence.
There's a pall hanging over the show.
There's a deathly silence in Ray Foley's career. And you haven't considered emailing or dropping them a line or just asking. Just send an email with this in the subject line.
What?
Question mark. And that's it. Yours, The Ray Foley Show. All right, we're back on. Great to be back on the afternoon. Feeling wonderful. Who was on for us? Was Jess on for us?
She was indeed, yeah.
Thank you indeed for keeping the seat warm. Jess Maciel. I didn't hear it because I was in bed. That's the thing about doing the breakfast show. You got a nap. We were filming on breakfast on Ian Dempsey's breakfast show last week. Absolutely thrilled to high heaven that Ian came back on the air this morning.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Delighted with that result.
Ireland too, yeah.
Oh, by all accounts. The radio listening public absolutely glorified with the return of Dempsey. Of course, I was up, as usual, at 4 o'clock this morning. Even though I wasn't working on breakfast. I've got this thing, you know, with the smart speaker, you can have a smart bulb, smart light bulb. And I've it set to go off 5 minutes. So the alarm goes off at 4. I've got the smart bulb, the smart light turning on at 4:05. So this morning at 3:55 a.m. my bedroom lit up like a teenage disco. What's happening? I don't like it.
He does turn into the Tasmanian devil. Taz.
That's what I'm like until I've had my first coffee. Or Nosferatu. When it gets really bright, I go... hissing like a cat in the bed at 4:05 this morning as the light came on. And so I turned off the light. I was like, smart speaker name, you know who she is. Turn off lights. So the light went off. And then 4.5 minutes later, the alarm started going off. Because I had an auto. So 4 o'clock, the alarm went off. So I was all that again. And then turned off the alarm, turned off the light. Went back to sleep, got up again at 7:30. Got the kids out of bed, started getting them ready for the school run. And at 7:45 this morning, my watch, which is a smart watch, sent me a message saying, you're usually much further along by now. You usually have far more calories burnt. Come on, Ray. And this is a direct quote from my watch. You can smash this. So I went out the back, got a hammer, and I literally smashed it. The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. This is Today FM. Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes. Hey, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland. Good morning, I'm Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP's over there. Orla Ormond. Hey, Orla, did you miss us while we were off on breakfast?
I really did.
You're joking.
No, I genuinely did.
You're just
saying
that. That's nonsense. Go on, tell us more.
it was, my life felt a bit pointless.
Absolutely,
just ambling about the place.
Meaningless, lacking in meaning, yeah.
Exactly, and I just feel fulfilled and complete again today.
Were you on This is very inside baseball now. You had left to go and work on Spin FM 038103.fm.
Yeah.
What was the tagline for Spin when we were working there? Now is the time. Now,
what
now,
was that?
Now we're here. Or
now it's on.
You asked for it.
Oh, that's
now
it.
Now it's on. Yeah. You asked for it. So you were off working in Spin 038.
I was, yeah.
Which is the Dublin kiddie radio station, like preschooler type of thing.
Sure.
Like where they're playing all the banging songs.
Like the cool people music.
Like Akon and the new song from Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like really hot stuff.
Real hot stuff.
That we would never touch. So you were off working over there. And then, were you gone here last week and the week before when we were on breakfast?
No, I was here last week.
Oh, you were here, right,
yeah.
Okay. So you got a good sense of the afternoons again while we were gone.
Yeah.
And then did you miss us then?
I did.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is great to hear. So in all of Ireland, JP, one person missed us.
You know, that's a win.
Do you know what? That's more than we expected. On show, Ray, what time is Gift Grub on and when are you doing the Kickstart song? Yours sincerely from Mark and Maynooth. Do you know what I have to say? I got very used to it, filling in for Ian.
It's a good show, that. It's a good show.
It's a good show.
It's a great show when Ian's doing it.
And it's an even... it's a great show when Ian's doing it. The show itself is solid as a rock. And you got your Mario Rosenstocks in there doing his Gift Grubs. Solid show. Lads, welcome back. It wasn't the same without you, from John and Athenry. John, not specifying whether the same, not being the same, was better or worse.
Yeah.
I think we all know the answer to that. Lad, so glad to have you back in the afternoon. I miss your energy that I need to keep me going until home time and work. For the last 2 weeks, I got nothing done between 2 and 5pm. Love the show.
Hey!
From Chloe and Kilkenny. Summer starts with the summer solstice. I was asking about the summer cash machine.
No, it does. Sure, the summer's nearly over by the summer solstice, isn't it?
Isn't that when the days start getting shorter again?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think that's... Is that a couple of days? That's like 3 days away, is it?
Yeah, well, no, it's
like the 21st.
21st.
So it's only a few days away now.
Yeah.
And should then be practically winter, lads.
Yeah. there's
always someone who on the longest day of the year, I want to be that person, remind me. I'm going to be the person on the longest day of the year saying, sure, it's all short.
That's it now. Yeah.
That's it now, don't for another year. Yeah. Sure, be Christmas now before you know it. Start sending off your Santy letters. Hey, Ray and JP. It was good to be able to hear you guys in the morning, but now you're afternoon animals, so welcome back. We are afternoon animals. Love the show.
Hey.
From Mona. Cheers, Mona. And here's Copeland, BTS. Yes. What happened there?
Wow.
That's that lion. Can you put the lion away, please, JP, if you don't mind. Hey, guys. Garth Brooks is going to be joining us in the show in a few minutes. Coldplay now at Today FM. What?
You all right?
Nothing, I'm just...
Getting a bit concerned there.
Yeah, the song was ending.
Lady Gaga's walking out the door singing. I was like, she's nearly gone.
Lady Gaga, microphone in one hand, waving with the other. Lady, bad romance, Today FM. Hey-o, how are you? I'm Ray Foley, back in the afternoon. JP there, Orla's over there.
What are you doing?
What's up with you, lads? Text and WhatsApp 0874-100-102. Welcome back to the afternoon, lads. Are you going to carry on the A to Z song choice over on... Do you know what? I meant to do that today. Yeah, we're stealing that. Ian does this thing at A to Z at 6:20.
Could we do the A to Z at 2:43?
I was either going to do 2:43 or 3:33.
Perfect.
No, 2:33 or 3:33. The A to Z at 2:33. And it's a thing where we spin a wheel for a letter. And then the letter comes up and that's the first letter of the song. And then there are three songs that you choose from to play the song.
Totally. Climby Fisher has never been played so often on Today FM.
We're robbing that. I meant to do it for today, but we can't because we've got Garth Brooks on in a few minutes. Actually, any suggestions for Garth Brooks songs, get them in 087-4100-102. Garth Brooks is going to be on the air on this show in just a few minutes' time. And I have to play a Garth Brooks song, the obvious one.
But you'll never see me, hear me complain.
Right, that's too obvious, I feel. I know it's controversial. It's too obvious. Friends in Low Places is too obvious to go with. I've got two pina coladas.
Brain, 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 brain. Two pina coladas.
Yeah!
Yeah. One for each.
Two pina coladas. got Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes
oh,
Up.
Oh, yeah.
Over
wanna
there.
Be in 4 o'clock, get up, get going, 5 o'clock,
every school. Oh, my God, this song is so good. So what song do you want from Garth Brooks? Text us or WhatsApp us. 0874-100-102.
Ah, the usual number. Yeehaw, Mr. Brooks. Garrett, live on the air.
Going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Come on,
pow, pow, pow. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. What about the American Honky Tonk Bar Association?
We're all one big family throughout the cities and the towns.
Skim on there, actually.
Association.
It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Where's Papa Love Mama? Do I have that?
That's a great song.
A bit violent.
Oh.
Because Papa, he killed her.
Did he?
And he ended up in jail for it.
Right.
It's a great song, but like, not an easy listen.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove
Mama crazy, being a trucker's wife.
The part she couldn't handle was being alone.
I guess she needed more to hold
than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for the call to come in, and when Daddy'd hang up and she was gone again.
Come on, Garrett!
Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving yellow sky. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved Mel.
Mama loved Mel.
Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the bin.
Great song. Oh my God, will you stop? Rodeo as well. Don't have Rodeo. Can we just play all Garth Brooks all afternoon?
Yeah.
His eyes are cold and restless.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed.
She'd give half of Texas.
And she'd give half of Texas.
Just to change the way he feels.
Change the way
he feels. Right, just if you're a Garth Brooks fan, like me, take a song. We'll play one of them. We'll have a chat with the man himself in a few minutes. And then we'll stick on one of them for you shortly. 0874-100-102. Playing Bastille next on 3FM as well. Hang about. Mary, Mary and Shackles, you're on Today FM. Monday. And good morning. I'm just going to say, I'm just going to keep saying morning until we're filling in for Ian Dempsey again. If God help us, they ever have us filling in for Ian Dempsey.
It is the morning somewhere.
It's morning. It's morning where Garth Brooks is, actually.
Correct.
I think he's probably home in Nashville. We'll ask him that when he's on, when Garth Brooks is going to be on shortly. Right here on Today FM. Phil's over there. All right, Phil, how are you, sir?
Lads are back on afternoons.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're back on afternoons.
It's lovely to get out of bed that bit later, though, isn't it?
I
don't know how Dempsey does it. And how he stays looking so fresh as well.
I want to know. I want to get in on his... Can Ian Dempsey do an interview with the skin nerd? I want to know about his skincare regime. Smooth as a baby's bottom. Who have I got? Oh, yeah, I'm asking you about your Garth Brooks songs. What Garth Brooks song should we play when we chat to Garth Brooks later on? Text or WhatsApp 087-4100-102. Seamus is over there. All right, Seamus?
Holy.
Yeah.
Has to be the Thunder Rolls. Has to be the Thunder Rolls.
The Thunder Rolls. I've heard of chicken fillet rolls. I've heard of breakfast rolls. And now we've got Thunder Rolls.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Oh, and by the way.
What?
Love the show.
Hey! So, Seamus wants the Thunder Rolls. But surely, shouldn't Seamus want Shameless?
I'm Seamus.
Seamus. I had to do it. Come on.
Ray Foley.
Elvis versus Jack selling a little less conversation. This is Today FM playing the music you love. All a good afternoon. All right then. Coming up, we got the Today FM cash machine for you. You've been texting on that on the new number. Sorry, the summer cash machine. This is very festive and summery, the
whole
cash machine
new,
now, yeah.
Brand new, yep.
It's It's wearing linen now, the Today FM cashmere. It's wearing a linen, a white linen suit.
Right, do you know the way, like, clothing places, they do have a summer drop? This is the cash machine summer drop.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it is, yeah.
So, do you want the total for the Today FM, the summer Today FM summer cash machine?
Give it to me, Ryan.
It's €12,265.42. In case you get that call this hour. It's coming up. Yeah, loads of texts as well coming in for your favourite Garth Brooks song. We're talking to Garth Brooks while we're waiting to connect. In the meantime, your text. Keith texted Papa Love Mama. By the way, I said I wasn't going to do Friends in Low Places because it's just too obvious. And in fairness, most people not going for Friends in Low Places either. Ronan says Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. Suzanne says the same. Ain't Going Down Till the Sun. The Dance from Sarah. Good shout. Call him Baton Rouge, please, from Emma in Longford. Love the show. Hey. Baton Rouge, please, from Shauna. It's an obvious choice. Colin Baton Rouge, Tony from Donegal, Ray. The best Garth Brooks songs. Colin Baton Rouge, Rachel and Galway. Love the show. Hey. Ain't Going Down Has to Be. What a banger. From Mike and Carlo, Standing Outside the Fire, from P. Ryan. Colin Baton Rouge from Marie. Mary, thanks for the text. There is one definite clear winner on the text this afternoon. And I'll get it on after I talk to... I can't believe this is happening. After I talk to the man himself... Hello, Mr. Brooks.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Garth.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to connect with you. It's Garth Brooks. Can you believe it? Hello, sir. How are you? It's a pleasure. I'm a huge fan. We've never spoken before. I'm so excited about you coming to Ireland.
Very sweet. Very nice to speak to you. Thank you, sir.
Where in the world are you?
I'm here in Nashville. We just got through with CMA Fest. Just left town here. Okay. And so we're getting ready to go back out on tour. We'll start at Salt Lake again with the stadium tour this weekend.
Oh, cool. So it's morning time over there, I guess, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of odd for me to be up this at this time. I'm usually getting in about this time.
Well, you're probably just waking up to the news then. Big news from Dublin that the dates, the 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th and 17th September, not happening now because of... planning permission issues.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, thank you.
Imagine
me, you don't want to tell me that after what we've gone through.
Exactly. After all you've been through. In fact, it's the complete opposite, of course, because extra tickets on sale as a result of some technical jiggery pokery and shenanigans. They've found a few more tickets that they're able to release on Thursday for you live.
Well, the thing is, it's just we're coming over to film it. You don't come to the coolest place in the world to play music and not bring every camera you can find. And so what you do is you reserve these spots because you don't want a camera being in front of somebody. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't see anything. So you reserve all the seats around where the cameras are supposed to go. And then once you finally really lay it out, once you see where the stage is and where the people are going to be, then all of a sudden there are tickets that are not obstructed at all.
Right, okay.
Fantastic tickets. And so those get released. And what I like about that is the people that maybe waited and waited and never got a chance to get a ticket. Now, guess what? Some of the best seats in the house are getting ready to come up.
That's fantastic. It's been 25 years since you've been in Ireland, and it's been a while since you've been on stage. I suppose all of us, we've been locked down for the last couple of years. I get out of breath when I'm just frying my breakfast in the morning. But, of course, you're in the thick of it now. You're in Salt Lake City this weekend. And, of course, you're going to be visiting us. And you famously have a very energetic show. How are you managing and what's your regime looking like at the moment?
Well, it's fun, you know, and the thing is, man, when you get on stage, you just become kind of like a passenger that the music is driving. People do the same thing. People come to that show, they never expect to go what they're going through. And the next thing they know, for 3 hours, they've been on their feet and they're working more than I ever do. So it's fun to watch it all happen. But it's just kind of what the music does to you. So there's no training for it. There's nothing like that. But, you know, the great thing we're also looking forward to in Ireland is the stage is pretty much all kind of facing that same direction.
Yeah.
In the States, the stage is set up in the round.
Okay.
So, you know, your big ass has to be all over the place. Here, there, you can just kind of focus on the music and then get to watch people sing. It's going to be fun.
Facing forward. See, you're going to be here pretty much for a couple of weeks, so not just with the gigs. Will you be spending some downtime in Ireland? Will you do a bit of exploring?
Yeah, my wife and I, when we got married, when Miss Sherwood and I got married, she also got married to the children. So we've spent every anniversary we've ever had with our girls.
Yeah.
So this is going to be kind of like, we're going to declare it to be kind of like our honeymoon. And we're just going to go for 2 weeks and just go around and just be a couple. And I can't imagine a better place to do it than the Land of Love. You know, this is going to be good.
It's going to be fantastic. Well, we've got a spare room for you anyway. We'll turn on the electric blanket and we'll see you in September, all right?
I'll take it.
Man, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. The 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th and 17th of September. Tickets are going on sale on Thursday morning, this Thursday morning, the 16th at 8 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ie. If you haven't nabbed your tickets for Garth Brooks already, this could be your chance. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Garth Brooks this afternoon, sir. Thank you, man.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye. Have a great one.
Brother, I love you. This is Today FM. I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. Garth Brooks on Today FM. Call him Ben Rouge. As chosen by you, beloved listeners, and your texts and WhatsApps this afternoon, 087-4100-102. And a lot of love for Colin Baton Rouge. We had loads of texts on that. Fair play, thanks for the text. Thanks for selection. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't think Garth liked the joke about us, about the planning permission being refused.
Ah, he was grand. He love-bombed the country. What do you call it? The land of love. When you come to the land of love, Discover Ireland will be all over that.
Has Ireland ever been called the land of
it
love?
It is now.
It is now. Garth Brooks has christened us the land of love. Oh, he's such a lovely man. They said never meet your heroes. I suppose I didn't meet him. He was a voice down the phone. But he was lovely. Someone suggested that it might not be him at all, actually. Who was that texting?
Mike and Cork suggested that, lads. How do you know it's not an imposter on the line? Well, we don't know.
We haven't a clue.
We have no idea. Could have been some random American dude.
Actually, if there's anyone else listening that sounds like Garth Brooks, they want to send us some voice notes this afternoon, we'd love to hear ye. 087-4100-102. And can you do a Ray Love the Show, actually? That'd be ideal, because we had him for so little time in the end that we couldn't get him to do a, "Hi, this is Garth Brooks, and Ray, love the show." I think I have a little bit. Hang on. At the beginning of it, hang on. Is there a bit there? Sorry. Can you hear it the way he says?
Hey, Ray.
Hey,
oh,
Ray.
Oh, that sounds like he's just about to say, yeah.
So.
Hey, Ray.
Love the show. Can we get someone to just do the love the show bit for Garth then, please? 087-4100-102. Please and thank you. Dez is over there, actually. All right, Dez. Hello?
Hi, lads. Speaking of Garth Brooks, I was in the Burlow one night.
In the Burlow. The Burlow Hotel. The Burlington. Dez, you were in the Burlington.
The Irma Awards, I think it was.
The Irma Awards.
And I was in having a pee.
A pee.
And the door bust open. Two big burly bouncers asked me to clear. I said, well, unless you want me to go outside.
I'm sort of in the middle of something here, dudes. Fellas, if you don't mind, just let me finish up and then I'll be on my way.
So just then, Garth himself shuffled by them.
Oh, wow.
Made a...
I would pee even more then.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would even more peeing.
An objective eye movement.
Yeah.
In disgust to the two boys. And we had a great old chat by the urinal. Great show, lads.
Ah, cheers, great. Man. Any more Garth Brooks in the toilet stories? 0874. Or indeed any more Garth Brooks stories in general. We'd love to hear from you. The man's a legend. Actually, those dates again, if you missed out on the original tranche of the hundreds of thousands of tickets, they're putting on a bunch more now for the same nights. There's seats or there's tickets for each of those nights now being released because Garth doesn't need them for the camera crews and stuff. So 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th and 17th of September, and all of them are going on sale on Thursday morning at 8 a.m. on Ticketmaster.ie. You'd probably be as well getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, getting 5 different laptops and trying to get your tickets on for each night separately. On the 5 computers or our phone or onto the Ticketmaster app.
Ailish has a great suggestion on the Garth Brooks love the show bit. She says, surely he said love and the show during the interview. A bit of Frankenstein editing and you'll have the whole thing.
Do you know what? I will, because he spoke about his own show.
Correct.
So he said the word show.
He said the land of love.
He called Ireland the land of love and he said the. So do you know what? We'll go and chop the whole thing together and make it happen. Ray Foley. More work for me now. Liz on About Damn Time, you're on Today FM. It's 3:30 for your Monday. How are you? Ray Foley's my name. Liz, so take it home. Yes, it is. Hello there and good afternoon. Yeah, I was talking to Garth Brooks a few minutes ago. I never got him to do a... Oh, Ray, love the show. So, you know, I wouldn't mind, but JP specifically said Ray, whatever you do, don't forget to get Garth to do it.
There's
Owen, Ray.
One thing you do, Ray, just get this done.
Get Garth to the thing. I was a bit stars in my eyes ish, and I was a bit starstruck and a little bit nervous and giddy at meeting, because really, there's not many people in the world at this stage that I would get really like. Oh my god! Garth Brooks is definitely one of them.
Sure.
So where is it? Sorry, are people texted in. Brian's over there. Hang on, I've got them. Brian's there. All right, Brian, we're asking for your love the shows then. As Garth.
Hey Ray, this is Garth Brooks. Love the show.
It's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. That's
yeah, very good.
It's usable.
Gary's over there.
Hey Ray, I love your show.
Oh, he's quite a. He's a lot deeper than Garth is though.
He
really
is, yeah.
Hey Ray.
Hey Garth. How are you, Garth?
Also, you got to kind of laugh when you're...
I love your show.
Yeah, he's Garth jolly, Brooks, isn't he? Yeah.
Sir.
Oh, well, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Well, mister.
Land of love. Sir.
Joe's over there, Joe.
Hey, Ray and JP. Welcome back to the afternoons.
Yeah, cheers, man.
Guys, what about the A to Z at 20 past three?
Oh, yeah, we were talking earlier on about stealing Ian Dempsey's A to Z at 6:20. And instead of doing it later, like at the A2Z at 2:33. Do you know what? It really doesn't matter when we do it.
Mm.
We'll just do it randomly at some point. But thanks for the suggestion, Joe.
That's the one. That's the one.
Okay. Listen, we appreciate your feedback and your input.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, brother! Blink 182 and all the small fiends on Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley, back in the afternoons, back in the hot seat. Setting the alarm a little bit later and, yeah, it's good to be home. It's just great to be home among the creeps and the weirdos of afternoon radio. And I'm looking at you, Orla Ormond.
Am I the creep or the weirdo?
A little column A, a little column B.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean predominantly the listeners. Listen to this bunch of monkeys now. Here, listen to this. This is Gavin. We're asking for your Garth. We were talking to Garth Brooks a few minutes ago. If you missed it, he's got tickets going on sale for the gigs again. Extra tickets, Thursday morning, 8 o'clock. And then he was on to talk about that with us a few minutes ago. If you missed it, you can go on the listen back on our website, todayfm.com, or download the podcast. Could you maybe download the podcast? That'd be great. Got to get the clicks, JP. Got to get the clicks.
All about the numbers.
So, yeah, these... Daft Egypt. This is Gavin over here. Listen to Gavin.
Hey, Ray. Love the show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Can we have another go at Gavin there? I just want to see if it's
Gavin,
even better on the second listen.
No, Gavin, we love that. Gavin, we loved it.
Yeah.
We can just maybe a little bit less goofy. I mean, literally goofy from the Disney.
He sounds like he's just gone in for some dentistry and his mouth is a little bit frozen.
One half of his mouth. He's had a root canal. One half of his mouth is completely numb.
Hey, Ray. Love the show.
I like it.
Gavin, we love your energy. We love your enthusiasm. We've got Ellen over there as well. By the way, I blame myself. I go away for 2 weeks and this is what I come back to. And then I put it out there for you to send in your Garth Brooks impressions. And then this is what I should have... I mean, really, I should have known. Ellen, all right, go on, away you go.
Harry. Love the show.
She's got the little sort of laugh there.
She's got the chuckle.
Harry.
Ha.
Love the show.
Cheers, Ellen. Foley.
FM News. More on the last word at 4:30.
What was your monkey story there? What was the mother of monkeys?
Some people wasted time about whether monkeys prefer music or movies.
And why do people want to know monkeys prefer movies or music?
Well, I suppose just because we're so closely related, what would we prefer, TV or radio?
So why wouldn't we just ask humans then, rather than trying to work out what monkeys prefer?
Because we're always kind of, we're too stupid,
I suppose. Because we're caught up in the...
We have preferences.
The hubbub of life. The cut and thrust of professional life. We're too busy to answer a survey, so instead they've gone to the zoo and asked the monkeys what they'd prefer. Excuse me, Mickey the monkey. Oh, hang on, Mikey DeLenz, Davy Jones.
All of the monkeys, yeah. Wow.
Would you prefer to watch a film or would you prefer a song? Wow.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So he says there he likes the Bruce Willis thriller, time travel thriller.
He likes thrillers.
He loves a thriller.
Does the monkey like Love Island, you reckon, no?
Well, I was about to make a joke about him, the monkey, liking 12 Monkeys, which is the Bruce.
Of course.
Yeah, or the Scottish. Or is the only person in the room going, I know where he's going, that.
I don't.
Anyway. So hang on 1 second. So, and music-wise then. Wow, so these monkeys are actually, they're doing a weird walk where they're walking in front of each other's legs. Take the last train to Foxville and I'll meet you at... Turns out they'd prefer a film. There you go. Ridiculous. Ireland. I never thought it would be you. Jason Derulo's. When we were chilling.
Love. Love. Taking so on me. Just say goodbye.
Ray, wake up.
Oh, she's run.
Yeah.
Room 5, this love, today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good in the afternoon.
You're just having it, you thought you were having a dream about Maroon 5, didn't you?
I was just having my Adam Levine dream again.
It's weekly at this stage.
It's kind of ridiculous. Always in work. Always at work. Weird. Hey, Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley, in and on. CFM Summer Cash Machine. Matt's going to have another total for you after 4:30 this afternoon. Stick around for that. And if you want to go back and listen to our Garth Brooks interview, we're chanting Garth Brooks. The real Garth Brooks. This isn't a joke or anything. Like, the real Garth Brooks was on chatting to us. And I was so happy and excited to speak to him for the first time. I was a total fanboy. It was ridiculous. But you can go back and listen on our podcast or on our Listen Again. Voice notes 0874 100 102. Jason's over there.
Hi, Ray.
Hello, Jason.
In a previous life, a long time ago, when you worked for another radio station, I seem to remember you talked to Garth before, and he even invited you backstage.
What?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I had, like, I spoke, if you go back and listen to the interview we did with Garth Brooks, the first thing I said to him was, I've never spoken to you before. I'm so excited about this. So I've gone and dug out my 98 FM hard drive from the time. So on 98, this is, by the way, all gone. Gone.
No recollection whatsoever.
We ran a campaign called BBGB.
Yeah.
Which was Bring Back Garth Brooks. BBGB. Then we called Garth Brooks and we told him about the campaign BBGB.
This is an actual thing that happened.
And he said, I heard about this and I love it. I remember none of this.
Memory wiped.
Gone. The only thing I could find was this. And it's your man, our big voice guy, Dave, doing the Garth Brooks thing about the tickets.
The Ray Foley Show. I've been camping out all night to get Garth Brooks tickets. And now the guys at Nando's tell me they don't sell tickets.
Well played, big voice guy.
So then JP went looking through his files. And sure enough, there's a file called RFC Garth Interview 98 FM.
There you go.
We had no idea. And here's the bit Jason was talking about.
So Ray, since me and you were talking, you tell me how many tickets you want. I'll take care of them personally. You've been very sweet to me, and I can't thank you enough for your help. So you got those, and then let's make sure everybody else that wants them, if there's anybody else that wants them, we'll make sure they get them.
Great, 2,500.
You got it. California.
I need to go home and check exactly how many kids I have, because my memory's shot. Tupac and Dre, Today FM. Love it. George Ezra. You better throw a party on the day that I die. That is called Green Green Grass. And apparently he uses Miracle-Gro on his lawn.
Okay.
That's where he got it from. Yeah. He was sitting outside on a sunny day, running his hands through the fronds of long grass that he's got. Next to, he has a pool as well that he dug. He dug the pool himself, Orla. Did you know that?
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He saw Monty Don doing it on the telly.
Right.
And they dug his own, and then you need to line that, you see, with a little bit of... What the hell is going on there?
What just happened
there?
Is that the boss actually firing the end of the show music?
Well, I can't stop on that. I don't care what anybody says.
Because we were in the middle of a George Ezra thing just there.
Anyway, my George Ezra... You'll never know the rest of the George Ezra story.
It's a pool of lovely, luscious grass.
Ray, when you worked for... Yeah, 98FM, you spoke to Gareth before. He even invited you backstage for the gigs that didn't happen. Yeah, thanks for the text. And I played a little bit of it where Gareth offered me the tickets. And then the gigs were cancelled. Gareth, in order to avoid giving me free tickets to his gig... Yeah. Rather than give me the tickets, he cancelled all of them.
Incredible.
That's how that happened.
Very vindictive.
My mate's son was on a football scholarship in America and was in the same college as Garth Brooks' daughter, Ali, and got very close to the family, even spending weekends in their house from Jason. Could you imagine?
Wow.
I'd be like, I love you, Garth. I love you. And the Robbie Williams... Oh, yeah, apparently there's... Robbie Williams is performing. Isn't Robbie performing the same night as Gary Barlow? Coincidental from Tanya. Apparently, Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams are the 29th of October when Robbie Williams has confirmed he's going to be performing in Dublin. Gary Barlow's going to be doing a reiki gigs in Dublin at the same time. Oh, hang on, that should be playing. Nothing's working. What a sickener. This is the loop I was telling you about. So it goes again. And it just keeps going. For like 20 minutes of the Robbie Williams gig, before he actually comes out, it's just all of this on a constant loop. And people are screaming, there's fireworks going off, there's pyro, there's laser lights, there's smoke everywhere, there's a band thumping on the piano, playing the guitars, rocking out. No sign of Robbie Williams, but everyone has a great time. Robbie, even if he didn't show, everyone would be like... Jeez, that was brilliant, wasn't it? That was just brilliant. That loop of Let Me Entertain You. Anyway, kids. That's our show. There's so much we didn't get to do today.
Oh,
my God, yeah. We didn't get to do Garth Brookside.
Yep.
Garth Brookside. Where a friend of the show, Garth Brooks, reveals he's a massive fan of classic Scouse TV soap, Brookside.
I've heard of it.
We didn't get to do Garth Vader.
Yeah.
Where a friend of the show, Garth Brooks, reveals his favourite movie villain... is heavy-breathing pup Lord Vader.
He's only a pup, then.
He's a pup, Lord Vader. And we didn't get to do Standing Outside the Spire, where a friend of the show, Garth Brooks, tells us about the time he busked outside the spire on Dublin's O'Connell Street in Standing Outside the Spire. Maybe we get to do that on the broadcast tomorrow from 2 p.m. Have a lovely evening. Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley.